The Autobiography of George Mueller, or A Million and a Half Answers to Prayer. Chapter 16. Many Thousands Sent for the Orphans in Answer to Prayer. 1874 to 1885. Continued from page 418. And this is 487. May 26, 1874 to May 26, 1875. May 26. Instead of having at the beginning of the new period 14,726 pounds, 2 shillings, 5¾ dimes in hand, as was the case 3 years previously, we began with 4,057 pounds, 12 shillings, 9½ dimes, which, though a considerable sum, was yet only sufficient for about 7 or 8 weeks for our orphan work. My readers may remember that there was a time, which lasted about 10 years, when my faith was greatly tried by the lowness of the funds of the institution, and when, from August 1838 to April 1849, there was very rarely any considerable amount of means at my disposal. By the grace of God, however, I was enabled to trust in Him in the darkest days and with unshakable confidence, habitually to rely upon Him. Now in May, June, and July of 1874, the appearance was that those days were coming again. I transcribe what I wrote in my journal under July 28, 1874, and the following days for the comfort of the reader, and that he may see how God honors those who honor Him, and be encouraged to look to God alone and to trust in Him under all circumstances, even the most trying. July 28th. For the last 3 months, the income for the various objects of the institution has been so little in comparison with the expenses that within these 3 months our balance in hand has decreased about 6,500 pounds. Moreover, for several years our expenses have been more than our income. This does not arise from the fact that our income has been decreased, but that our expenses have been more and more increased on account of the enlargement of the operations. Our income from May 26, 1873 to May 26, 1874 was as good as in any previous year, but the balance left was comparatively little. On May 26, 1871, our balance in hand for the orphans was 14,726 pounds, 2 shillings, 5¾ dimes. On May 26, 1872, the balance for the orphans was 10,673 pounds, 13 shillings, 11 dimes. On May 26, 1873, the balance in hand for the orphans was 7,570 pounds, 15 shillings, 11¼ dimes. On May 26, 1874, the balance for the orphans was 4,057 pounds, 12 shillings, 9½ dimes. Compare this with the balance for the support of the orphans 3 years before, and it will be seen that we had then about 10,700 pounds more in hand. The balance had still further been reduced since May 26, 1874, so that instead of having then 4,057 pounds, 12 shillings, 9½ dimes, we had only now 2,869 pounds, 8 shillings, 1¼ dime left. An amount so small as that if the income is not much more than it has been for the last 3 months, we shall have in 6 weeks nothing at all left. But how did I feel, the reader may ask, under these circumstances? The answer is calm and peaceful. It has for months appeared to me as if the Lord meant by His dealings with us to bring us back into the state of things in which we were for more than 10 years, from August 1838 to April 1849, when we had day by day, almost without interruption, to look to Him for our daily supplies, and, for a great part of the time, from meal to meal, the difficulties appear to me indeed very great, as the institution is now 20 times larger than it was then, and our purchases have to be made in a wholesale way. But at the same time, I am comforted by the knowledge that God is aware of all this, and that if this way be for the glory of his name, and for the good of his church, and the unconverted world, I am by his grace willing to go this way, and do it to the end of my course. But God, our infinitely rich treasurer, remains to us. It is this which gives me peace. Moreover, if it please him, with a work requiring about $44,000 a year, to make me do it again at the evening of my life, what I did from August 1838 to April 1849, I am not only prepared for it, but gladly again I would pass through all those trials of faith with regard to means. If he only might be glorified, and his church and the world be benefited. Often and often this last point has of late passed through my mind, and I have placed myself in the position of having no means at all left, and 2,100 persons, not only daily at the table, but with everything else to be provided for, and all funds gone. 189 missionaries to be assisted, and nothing whatever left. About 100 schools with about 9,000 scholars in them to be entirely supported, and no means for them in hand. About 4 millions of tracts and tens of thousands of copies of the Holy Scripture yearly now to be sent out, and all the money expended. Invariably, however, from this probability before me, I have said to myself, God, who has raised up this work through me, God, who has led me gradually, year after year, to enlarge it, God, who has helped support this work now for more than 40 years, will still help and will not suffer me to be confounded, because I rely upon him. I commit the whole work to him, and he will provide me with what I need in the future also, though I know not whence the means are to come. Thus I wrote in my journal on July 28. The reader will now feel interested in learning how we fared under these circumstances. I therefore make further extracts from my journal. When I came home last evening, July 27, I found letters had arrived, which contained £193, among which there was one from a missionary in foreign lands, helped by the funds of this institution, who, having come into the possession of some money by the death of a relative, sent £153, 4 dimes, for foreign missions. This morning, July 28th, came in £24 more, so that when I met this afternoon with several of my helpers for prayer for means and various other matters, such as spiritual blessing upon the various objects of the institution, for more rain in this very dry season, the health of my fellow laborers, etc., we had received since yesterday afternoon, altogether, £217. We thanked God for it and asked for more. When the meeting for prayer was over, there was handed to me a letter from Scotland containing £73, 17 shillings, 10 dimes, and a paper with 13 shillings. This was the immediate answer to prayer for more means. When I came home in the evening, I found £30 arrived from reading, and £14 came in besides. July 29th. This morning came in about £50 by the first delivery, and an Ottoman bond for £100 anonymously from Warwickshire to be sold. On making up the account books for the past week, it was found that the income for the various objects of the institution since the evening of the 22nd has been £662, 5 shillings, 10 and a half dimes, a proof that we do not wait on the Lord in vain, though even this is not nearly enough to meet the average expenses of 1 week. August 5th. During the last week, since July 29th, there came in altogether £566. August the 11th. For more than 3 months, we have had to haul water, 1, 2, or 3 carts, having been daily needed for this purpose. For a long time, 3 carts. We have day by day prayed for more rain. Now the Lord has answered fully our request in this respect. Last Saturday, August the 8th, we were able to take off the last cart, August 12th. The income for this whole week, since August 5th, has been 897 pounds, 15 shillings, 6.5 times. I have an object in view why I give to the reader these extracts from my journal, and for that purpose request him to read a little more, and he may see to what I refer. August 29th, income, 28 pounds. August 31st, income, 102 pounds. September 1st, income, 140 pounds. September 2nd, 200 pounds. September 3rd, 333 pounds of this sum came 100 pounds from a clergyman. September 4th, 100 pounds. September 5th, 90 pounds. September 7th, 250 pounds. September 8th, 170 pounds. September 9th, 180 pounds. September 12th, 85 pounds, 2 shillings, 6.5 dimes. September 14th, 94 pounds, 17 shillings, 5.5 dimes. September 15th, 67 pounds, 16 shillings, 2 dimes. September 16th, just after having again prayed for the payment of the legacy, which have been left, I had a legacy receipt sent for the payment of a legacy for 1,800 pounds. The income today is 106 pounds, 2 shillings, 2.5 dimes. September 17th. Income today, 136 pounds, 13 shillings, 1 dime. September 18th. Income, 1,845 pounds, 7 shillings, including the payment of the legacy for 1,800 pounds. September 19th. 83 pounds, 19 shillings. September 21st. 183 pounds, 5 shillings, 7 dimes. September 22nd. 16 pounds, 12 shillings, 10 dimes. September 23rd. Received in one donation, 5,327 pounds, 7 shillings, 6 dimes. This donor I never saw, though he had 5 or 6 times previously contributed 200 or 300 pounds at a time. About 2 months afterwards, he died. I have every reason to believe that he gave this money, which would have come to us by his will, during his lifetime, in order that he might save the institution the heavy legacy duty. Thus the Lord most abundantly helped us in our low state of funds. The total income for the various objects of the institution during this 1 month was 11,309 pounds, 4 shillings, 5.25 dimes. See you, dear reader, what God can do. All this was the result not of an extraordinary effort made on our part, but simply the result of prayer and faith. I have given these extracts from my journal to show the blessedness of waiting upon God. That which came in from one prayer meeting to the other, which I had from with some of my fellow laborers, is recorded in the previous page. Besides this, we received many answers to prayer for rain, for helpers in the work, for the restoration to health of the laborers in the work, and for the cover of the children, also for spiritual blessings upon the various branches of the institution, etc. One particular point I have especially in view in giving these extracts is to bring before the reader that in April, May, June, and July, while the income for the funds of the institution was so exceedingly small, my soul was, throughout, without the least wavering, stayed upon God, believing that He, who had through me begun the institution, enlarged it almost year after year, and upheld it for 40 years in answer to prayer by faith, would do this still and not suffer me to be confounded. I believe that He would help still and supply the means. But I was willing and thoroughly in my heart prepared, if necessary, to pass again through the same seasons of trial, through which I had passed from August 1838 to April 1849. The Lord be magnified for His kind help. October 17th. October 17th, received 500 pounds. Thus, legacy duty as the legacy of the late LHS Esquire. October 19th. From Tunbridge Wells, 18 pounds, 7 shillings, 11 dimes for the support of 7 orphans. The kind donor sent about 6 years' sets, the average expense for the support of 3 orphans, according to the number of his own children. But some time after that, the Lord gave to him a 4th child, then a 5th, and a 6th, and a 7th. And as the number of his own children increased, so he added with each child the average expenses for an additional orphan. acting thus in the opposite way from the principles of the world. I state here that out of the 2,261 orphans who were under our care from May 27, 1874 to May 26, 1875, 86 orphans have been provided for by donors sending to me the average expenses for 1 year for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or even 11 orphans. October 30th, from Newcastle on Tyne, £100. November 7th, from Rosshire, £100, November 7th. Anonymously, a post, 7 sets of artificial teeth set in gold, December the 10th. From Leamington, £100, December 18th. From Scotland, 2,189 yards of Wensley cloth and 302 yards of linen ditto, December 22nd. From near London, £290. December 23rd, received £10 with the following letter. Enclosed, I have sent you a check for £10 for the orphans, as a thanks offering to the Almighty for the recovery of a stolen horse. After all worldly means seemed to have failed, I made a promise to the Almighty that if I got the horse, I would give £10 to Mr. Mueller's orphans. And I am pleased to say, very shortly the horse came back to me. From Berkshire, £75 for the support of 6 orphans for 1 year, December 24th. From Leeds, £40 for the support of 3 orphans for 1 year, according to the number of the donor's children. December 31st, from Clifton, £150. 1875, January 1st, the past year, during which the Lord had graciously helped us so manifestly with means for the orphan work, ended with further considerable help on the last day, as £300 came in yesterday. This day the Lord has again sent us very many donations, like an earnest that He will, during this year, also be mindful of us. January 2nd. Received this day £11.08.7 from India, with the following letter. My dear sir, I have the pleasure of enclosing £11.08.7, the amount of an offertory in Christ Church, Simla, for the Ashley Down Orphanage to be applied as you think best. I am sorry that the amount is so small. I wish that Professor H and others, who think that prayer is mere waste of breath, would try how long they can support 2,000 orphans without asking anyone, God or man, for help. January 16th, from Buck Fastleaf, £62.06.4. January 18th. A gold bracelet made of 3 guinea pieces, 4 half guinea pieces, a 7 shilling piece, and an American gold dollar. January 30th. Received 4 old 5 shilling pieces with the following letter. I send you a box containing 4 old 5 shilling pieces. Their history is this. Many years ago, there was a wedding at a village church in Kent. After the party had returned home, the bridegroom gave the bride a handful of 5 shilling pieces. She said, as they were her husband's first gift, she would not spend them. She kept them, and gave one to each of her grandchildren. My mother was her granddaughter, and these 4 descended to her. We naturally prize them very much, but if we keep them, they would do no one any good, and we think they will perhaps be more acceptable to God, because they are dear to us. Please accept them for the benefit of the orphans. When the bridegroom gave these crown pieces, and the bride determined not to spend them, neither of them thought that 100 years or more after, 4 of them would come forth in answer to our prayers to help providing for the orphans. Numerous old coins, both of gold and silver, have we received within the last 40 years, for the benefit of the orphans, which had long been hoarded up for special, some reason or other. Also the greatest variety of jewelry, gold and silver watches, clothes, and numerous other articles for which, year after year, a considerable sum has been obtained. During the past year alone, we realized, by the sale of articles sent for that purpose, £856, 17 shillings, 5 dimes. February 1st, legacy of the late W.T. Esquire, £500, last legacy duty. February 19th,
From Newcastle on Tyne, 75 pounds, March 2nd. This day was sent to me as a gift, the script for 210-pound shares in a limited liability company, fully paid up, of which the kind donor intends 150 for the benefit of the orphans or the other objects of the institution, as the need may be, and 50 for my own personal expenses. The kind donor is personally unknown to me. This is another striking proof of the willingness of the Lord to provide both for the work and my own requirements, simply in answer to prayer. March 4th. From Glasgow, 51 pounds, 3 dimes. The donor of this amount sends me once a fortnight 1 penny in the pound of all his receipts, and sent now 50 pounds extra. April 5th. From Kidderminster, 53 pounds, 15 shillings, 3 dimes. From Buton, 5 pieces of artificial teeth, 4 of them set in gold. May 13th. Legacy of the late Mr. T, 200 pounds, less duty. May 25th. Legacy of the late Mr. P, 150 pounds, less duty. The expenditure for the orphans from May 26, 1874 to May 26, 1875 was 23,522 pounds, 6 shillings, 10.5 times. May 26, 1875 to May 26, 1876. Though our faith has been exercised so greatly during this financial year, and at one time there was so little in hand for the support of the orphans, that the natural appearance was that in a short time all the means of them would be gone. Yet the Lord so abundantly helped us as the result of prayer and faith that we had more than twice as much at the end of the year as when the year began, our balance in hand on May 26th being 8,406 pounds, 13 shillings, 11 and 3/4 dimes. June 3rd, legacy of the late W.G.S. Esquire, 1,342 pounds, 7 shillings, 3 dimes, June 4th. A legacy of 200 pounds has been left by Miss M.B., but of this amount, through circumstances, only 60 pounds, 11 shillings, 1 dime, when the legacy became due, could be paid. Now this day, 139 pounds, 8 shillings, 11 dimes, was paid to the institution by G.S. Esquire to make up the full amount of 200 pounds. Thus the kind stranger acted towards the work without being under the least obligation to do. June 14th. Received 100 pounds as a legacy of Lady H. July 15th. From Wales, 70 pounds, with 6 pounds, 16 shillings for myself. July 19th. From one of the Midland counties, 60 pounds. July 28th. From Reading, 2 sets of artificial teeth and some gold springs. July 24th. Left at my house 4 pieces of artificial teeth, 3 of them set in gold. July 31st. From a Bristol donor who sets apart a certain part of his business for the orphans and has done so for many years. 65 pounds, 18 shillings. August 2nd, from a lady who has kindly sent 500 pounds in the early part of the year, 175 pounds, with 25 pounds for myself, sent especially on account of the great additional expenses occasioned by much sickness among the orphans. August 25th, received from the Royal Hospital, Putney, 5 shillings with the following letter. To Mr. Mueller, it is more than 23 years since I first wrote to you, and now I do it that you may have it when I have entered into rest. I enclose 5 shillings as my last donation, feeling truly thankful to our dear Lord for having enabled me to do some little for the dear orphans. You need not acknowledge this, as there will be no one to receive the letter. Farewell, till we meet in glory. This poor woman was habitually an invalid and sufferer, but for more than 20 years worked little things for the benefit of the orphans. and according to her means, being herself supported by the love of Christians, sent little donations. At last, she was received for life into the Royal Hospital, Putney, and sent even from thence now and then small donations till this came, which we received after she had fallen asleep in the Lord. Thus the Lord is pleased to lay this work even in the hearts of the very poor, and to send to us help through them. September 1st, received anonymously, £100. Received September the 11th from a considerable distance, 3 valuable rings, 3 sets of gold buttons, a diamond cross, a cameo brooch, a brooch and earrings, a pair of gold earrings, a gold locket, 2 pairs of gold rings, and a brooch and bracelet, altogether a very valuable donation. October 9th, legacy of the late W.A.R. Esquire, £332, 16 shillings, 3 dimes. The kind testator was an entire stranger to me, which gives another proof how the Lord is pleased to help us in answer to prayer. October 15th, from Birmingham, £50, as the legacy of the late Mrs. J., £500. October 19th, from the neighborhood of Abingdon, £50, from London, £63, 10 dimes, for the support of 5 orphans for 1 year. November 13th, legacy of the late Mrs. L., £1,756, 4 shillings, 3 dimes. The kind testatrix was an entire stranger to me. I had not even heard of her name until I received information about the legacy November 30th. From Tobago, £6. The reader will observe that the means for the support of the orphans do not come merely from the various parts of England, but even merely from parts of the United Kingdom, but almost from every part of the earth. There are a few countries from which we have not at some time or other received donations. Our Heavenly Father has the hearts of all men at His disposal, and we give ourselves to prayer to Him, and He, in answer to our prayers, lays the necessities of this work on the hearts of His stewards. And thus it has come to pass that we have now received from Him, in answer to prayer, more than £700,000. Should anyone question this statement, we reply, whom did we ask for anything? Let the individuals come forward to prove that it is otherwise. But if this cannot be done, as it cannot, then will not the reader see how much power there is in believing prayer, and how much may be obtained through the exercise of faith? Though the real power of prayer is by certain individuals denied, yet the orphan houses on Ashley Down, erected at a cost of about £115,000, without anyone being asked for anything but God alone, and more than 2,000 orphans being yearly provided for at an expense of £25,000 or upwards, besides all the other departments of the institution being provided for at the cost of £17,000 or £18,000, without going to anyone for help but to God, plainly shows that even in the latter part of the 19th century, much may be obtained from our Heavenly Father, simply through prayer and faith. December 15th, received £6, 6 shillings, from one of the former orphans, with the following letter. Dear Sir, I am anxious to redeem a vow made some years since by my dear departed wife, that she would give a certain proportion of some earnings for the support of the orphans. I can scarcely express my gratitude to you, dear sir, for the fatherly interest you took in the matter of her personal salvation as the wife of one of your orphan boys. She never forgot the firm kindness with which you pressed home the one important question. Did she love the Savior? And her having to respond to that was a means of grace, of which the influence was never lost.
We saw many sorrows afterwards, but our God was more to us than our fears, and He has now enabled me to redeem her vow for the orphans. I would desire again to thank you, dear sir, for the great interest you took in me while under your care. I often reflect on happy days spent at New Orphan House No. 1. You will be glad to know that the Lord has been pleased to use me in a service. For nearly 14 years, I have been employed in preaching the gospel in dark villages in this neighborhood, and for about 7 years have been deacon of the Congregational Church here. I have, too, the happiness of knowing that by His blessing upon my labors, some have been added to the Lord. This I say as desiring alone to glorify His name, because I feel it is right you should know that He thus owns and crowns your labors for Him by enabling those whom you have rescued be the means of hastening His kingdom, etc. The writer of this letter and his brother were the first two orphans received in the New Orphan House No. 1. His brother was brought to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and, after having walked very consistently for a considerable time whilst under our care, we sent out. He has been a decided follower of the Lord Jesus Christ ever since, has been engaged for about 18 years in the ministry of the Word, has been the instrument of leading not a few to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and is now a clergyman in the Church of England. The writer has been sent labors in a different sphere for the Lord, but has also been used by Him in the winning of souls. These first fruits of the removal of the orphans to Ashley Down and the building of the 5 large houses have been followed by the conversion of many hundreds of orphans, yea, by hundreds who have been already safely removed into the presence of the Lord. Thus, in the midst of difficulties, trials of faith and patience, and sometimes also disappointment with regard to some of the orphans, we reap already abundantly even now. But the chief part of the harvest is yet awaiting us. December 22nd, from the neighborhood of London, £290, with £10 for myself. 1876, January the 11th, from a person in Yorkshire who desires to be a faithful steward of the Lord's possessions, £500. When this donation came to hand, I did not in the least degree know the kind donor. This furnishes another proof of how much may be attained by simply waiting upon God, as day by day we do. January 12th. From believers meeting at Sand Area Chapel, Kendal, £35, 1 shilling, 3 dimes. January 13th. From a Clefton donor, then at a considerable distance from thence, £150, with £10 for myself, January 26th. From Warwickshire, £200. February 2nd, from Yorkshire, £126, 1 shilling, 8 dimes, for the support of 10 orphans for 1 year. March 20th, received 10 shillings with the following letter from one of the former orphans. Beloved sir, once more it is my privilege of one of your former orphans to ask for acceptance of this small offering of thanksgiving to God for all your loving kindness to me and mine. I need hardly say that as each year passes away, my veneration for you, dear sir, and love for the dear place where I spent the best part of my childhood increases. So also do I hope my gratitude to the Father of the Fatherless who put it in the heart of you, His honored and beloved servant, to carry out such a noble scheme to the glory of God. How often, when tempted to indulge in the sin of unbelief, has the thought of my 6 years sojourn on Ashley Down come across my mind like a gleam of sunshine. There, the clothes I wore, the food I ate, the bed I slept on, and the walls around me were all in answer to believing prayer. What better prescription for an infidel than to go to Ashley Down Orphan House and inquire into its working? Ah, and what better prescription for the doubting, wandering child of God? May 18th, for the support of 25 orphans for 1 year, £315, 4 shillings, 2 dimes. May 25th, from Warwickshire, £200. The expenditure for the orphans from May 26, 1875 to May 26, 1876, was 24,588 pounds, 6 shillings, 10 and 3 quarter dimes. May 26, 1876 to May 26, 1877. During this year also the Lord was pleased to supply us again, bountifully, in the riches of His grace, with all we needed for the support of the orphans. July 1st, on account of the residue of the estate of Mr. T.M., left by his will to the orphans, 1,500 pounds. July 15th, legacy of the late Miss P., 1,000 pounds, less duty. July 17th, legacy of the late Miss C.R.B., 306 pounds, 4 shillings. Legacy of the late T.P. Esquire, 150 pounds. July 24th, by sale of gold and silver articles, dentist gold and diamonds, 120 pounds, August 16th, as the remainder of the legacy of the late Mr. T.M., 594 pounds, 6 shillings, 10 dimes. I never saw Mr. T.M., yet received from him through his will, and by donations in his lifetime, for the benefit of the orphans, altogether about 8,000 pounds. August 2nd, as God's tenth from Turquoise, 40 pounds. August 28th, received 5 pounds with the following letter. Dear Sir, some time ago, we marked off our books a very old debt of 11 pounds, 12 shillings, 6 dimes, which we had every reason to believe we should never receive. We had tried our utmost to get the debt paid, but without success. It so happened that a few weeks ago I bought your last report, and had been very much refreshed by the perusal. And a week ago, on turning over the pages of one of the ledgers, I came across the name of the above debtor. I at once thought, I will ask the Lord to send that in, and if it comes, 5 pounds shall go to Mr. Mueller's orphans. I therefore wrote a letter to the man, in the most simple terms, asking him to remit the amount, and posted it with an earnest prayer to the Lord. This morning, to the utmost amazement of our cashier, a check has come to hand. Be good enough to accept 5 pounds of it for the Lord's direct service in your hands. I cannot say how much this has encouraged me. I remain yours faithfully. November 6th, received 303 pounds. 14 shillings, 5 dimes, as the legacy of the late B.A.D. Esquire. November 7th, legacy of the late J.T. Esquire, 194 pounds, 14 shillings, lost duty. November 15th, received 15 shillings with the following letter. My dear Mr. Mueller, 28 years ago while at school in Devonshire, another boy and I took some money out of a box, into which we were required to put fines for certain misdemeanors. This money was to have been forwarded to you for the work among the orphans. Since then, many and varied have been my experiences, temporal and spiritual, the latter including even the extremities of ritualism, confession to a priest, so-called, etc. During the course of this latter, I had occasion to confess the above sin and was told by the priest to make restitution by sending you the money. My object in writing to you now is to tell you that what the voice of man failed to do, the voice of God, speaking by his servant, has done. In other words, having now been brought to trust in the precious Savior, and not in his pardon handed down through a fellow sinner, I have been led to see that it is right to send you this money. I may just say that the means God has used to bring me to a decision on this matter is a sermon I heard this morning from Mr. A. He preached powerfully from the case of Zacharias and spoke strongly of the necessity of reparation for any wrong done before conversion to God. The wrong I had done you, or rather the poor little orphans, became powerfully impressed upon my mind, and although the amount is but a small one, that does not, of course, affect the principle of the thing. Be kind enough, therefore, beloved brother in Jesus, to accept this exceedingly tardy, a genuine reparation for wrong done so long ago. The matter referred to in this letter is of deep importance. To the utmost of our power, reparation is to be made. Should the transgressor not have strength enough to do it, giving his name, it would be better to do it anonymously than not at all, or to use a friend to act on his behalf. December 16th, received £114.09, for the support of 9 orphans for 1 year, with £10.10 for myself. Legacy of the late Mrs. T, £373.19.02, December 21st. The first annual installment, on account of the legacy of the late G.W. Esquire, £200. 1877, January 1st. Legacy of the late Miss P. of Ireland, £2,000, new, 3% government stock, less legacy duty. I had not even heard the name of this lady till I received the information about this legacy being left, February 6th. Received £300, less duty, as a legacy of the late Miss H.E.C., February 7th, from Yorkshire, £200, April the 27th. From Yorkshire, £200, May 24th. From the neighborhood of Manchester, £100, May 26th. From SS, £100. The expenditure for the orphans from May 26th, 1876 to May 26th, 1877 was £24,337, 9 shillings, 8.5 dimes. The balance in hand on May 26th, 1877 was £10,936. May 26, 1877 to May 26, 1878, June 7th, from a servant to the Lord Jesus in Ireland, £1.14.7. While he dines with his family, a box is handed round each time, in which each member of the family places something according to ability as a token of gratitude to God for the present meal, and in sympathy with the orphans who need to be provided for. From time to time, these contributions have been sent us for about 2 years. July 31st, legacy of the late G.H. Esquire, £500. This gentleman who kindly left the legacy was an entire stranger to me. Legacy of the late Mr. H.J.O., £206.06. August 28th, we received £1 with the following letter from one of the former orphan boys who many years since was apprenticed and who several years ago finished his apprenticeship. Dear and honored sir, I beg to thank you very much for a copy of this year's report, which I received a day or two since. Please accept the enclosed £1 and apply it to the object for which it is most needed. I thankfully take another opportunity of acknowledging the goodness of God to me in the past, first by placing me in the orphan house, afterwards by leading me to himself, and then in his guidance ever since I left the home. I have intended special cause for gratitude to him, and I trust I may be enabled to live to his praise in my future life. Please accept my kindest wishes for the prosperity of the institution and for the spiritual welfare of you and yours. I am, dear sir, your obedient orphan. September 12th, from the workmen employed at Easton, Whitehall, and Hanham Tulleries, £5, as a thanks offering for being preserved from fatal accidents during the past 12 months. September 29th, received £11.12.6, with the following letter. Dear Mr. Mueller, I send for the orphans a check for £11.12.6. It is the amount of a claim which I could not recover by legal process, and had repeatedly made application for it without success. Seen in your last report under date October 28, 1876, page 496, the account of the recovery of £11.12.6, I resolve to apply for the amount of my claim as above, with a secret intention of sending it, if recovered, to the orphans. Accordingly, I sent the particulars in writing under an envelope addressed private and without a word of application, and by the very next post I received a check for the amount with the debtor's compliments and a stamped envelope for my acknowledgement and return, so that the whole amount came without a loss of a single penny. The coincidence of the same amount, £11.12.6, in each case appears most extraordinary, but I vouched for the precise accuracy of this statement. I remain yours faithfully and respectfully.